The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. She is back after a long travel week and what, a half? How many days were you gone?
14.
So 2 full weeks?
2 full weeks.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, welcome back, Rose Gray.
Thank you. And you know what? I have to thank Andrea for filling in for me for 2 weeks. I listen to both shows because we do post them on our website. We have a spot on our website where you can go to resources and you can see the travel show with Rose Gray. And if you click on that, you can see all of you can listen to all of the podcasts, and they thanks to our good producer Isaac, who sends those forward to me and to our marketing team. We post those, so thank you, Andrea. I can't do this without the likes of Colleen and Andrea filling in for me. I liked Alaska so much, Dayton, that I'm leaving again on Tuesday to
I
go back.
I cannot believe that. You know, it's not the same exact trip, though, is it?
It is not. Okay. So this is the Jeff Wagner trip, and this has been in the works for around about 8 months. Or so. A little bit different twist on this. We're just flying into Anchorage, and then we're motor coaching down to Seward, where we get on the beautiful Mariner of the Seas, a Regent Seven Seas ship. So this is a little bit different. So, but yeah, so it was spectacular. I encourage anybody that was on the trip, and some of you promised to me that you would be calling in. So 855-616-1620 if you have any comments that you'd like to make about the trip. It wasn't fabulous weather, but we always prepare our guests for anything in Alaska.
Right.
It's a short season. It's May 15th to September 15th, with June, July, and August being the thick of it, if you will. And, when we do the Inside Passage, it can be rainy. That's a boreal and rainforest area. So we did not get to see the mountain this time. It was definitely fogged in and so on. But for me, it was just so good to be back. 2 years of not going to Alaska. And when I was up close and personal with Marjorie Glacier, when you go all the way into...
Yeah, I saw some photos.
How it has changed in 2 years is remarkable. Remarkable.
Changed so how?
It's smaller, I think. It's the gravel and silt that's coming down on the sides of it has increased dramatically. You know, we could talk all day about global warming, and is it really global warming, or has this been going on for generations and decades and thousands of years that the earth is changing, and
right.
that has definitely impacted. But yeah, I put some pictures side by side from just 2 years ago, and remarkable how different it is.
Well, it looks like Kathy was on the trip with you.
Hey,
in Franklin, how are you, Kathy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey, Kathy, how are you? Did you rest up?
I'm
this
good.
Did you rest up this entire week?
Good rest, and I'm in the middle of a Shutterfly book for Alaska
right
now.
Oh, great! Well, give us a little feedback. Like, what did you like best? What was hard to take? What was easy to take? Whatever you want.
Well, there was nothing really hard about it. I mean, you did prepare us for the weather. And we had a couple beautiful days. We had some evenings in Denali Park that were wonderful. I enjoyed it fully. I mean, I can't believe the majesty of that area. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
Well, and it is.
And the people are so friendly.
Oh, they are. They remind me of Midwestern people, right? They have a very, very friendly attitude. You know, they have to make hay while the sun shines, as it were. So their season is so short that
right.
they better be nice to us. And they've missed us terribly for the last 2 years. So, and so we do the land first, and then we do the cruise second.
Right.
I think, Kathy, you would agree that that's probably the best way to do it.
It is, because the land, you're living out of a suitcase. You're doing a lot of packing and unpacking and moving around. And then, you relax on the ship. The ship was beautiful. Just beautiful.
It was. We were on Holland America's Nordam, and everything that you would want. A couple of specialty restaurants if you don't want to eat in the dining room. The Lido Buffet was lovely. I think the shows are very well done. I think Holland America has upped their game when it's come to shows. Anything else you want to say about the trip or the shows?
Well, Kathy, I want some dirt. Any dirt on Rose?
Yes.
Anything on Rose that we need to know?
Rose is a delight. I don't know how she does what she does, but she is like the Energizer Bunny. She just keeps going.
Well, one thing that helps is that we have so much light when we go to Alaska at this time of the year that it's not dark until, like, seriously dark until about 11 at this time of the year. So
it was very interesting. The first night I didn't know if I'd sleep, but I did.
Yeah. Well, we worked hard.
Just get used to it.
Exactly. What time does the sun come up then?
Just a beautiful, beautiful trip. And just enjoy going back because, like you say, we haven't been there for 2 years. People should go to Alaska. It's a beautiful place.
All right. And you know, they can contact Fox World Travel and we can make that happen. We've got our 2023s up on our website already.
There's five different trips, I think, to Alaska next year.
There you go.
So, Kathy, thank you.
Go with Fox and get a red coat.
Thank you. That's a perfectly great testimonial.
All right,
I love it. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. We want to talk travel with you when we get back. Frank from Kenosha on the line. It is WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. It's really, really hard to find online. foxworldtravel.com. You guys really made it difficult to find the website.
Yeah.
You can check out everything. They have lots of trips on there right now, Rose. Like for next year, we said 5 Alaska trips alone if you want to get on that. But we'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Frank has been nice and patient. How's it going in Kenosha, Frank?
It's going to be a beautiful day here.
It is. What are your questions for Rose?
Rose, I have a couple questions. The first one is, in the past, you mentioned a tour company that does excursions off of cruise ships. I forgot what the name of that tour company was.
Well, that tour company isn't around anymore. So we've kind of shifted gears. Yeah. So we kind of shifted gears and we have been using Viators. And another company.
I'm familiar with that.
Yep. So the one that we used to recommend is not in business any longer. So I would say go with that. And then also, are you asking because you're not finding an excursion that you're liking with the cruise line?
Well, actually, my wife and I have a transatlantic cruise from Barcelona in October. One of the ports in the Azores, they're all sold out.
Okay.
And they said you'd have to check when you get aboard ship.
Right, right. And honestly, they do have some slots that they save for people when they get on the ship. And of course, we don't, you know, always recommend that because that's no way to do that. But you could consider that and then also check with Viators and see if they have anything.
Okay, that's great. My other question is, my daughter and her family are taking a cruise next July, Mediterranean from Barcelona. They're everything's planned, but they didn't like the price that the cruise line quoted for hotels. They were quoted, I believe, $250 a night per person.
Oh, wow.
And so my question is, somebody told her that Catalina Square is a good area for hotels, but I'm asking your opinion and if you have any hotels you would recommend.
Yep, and that is actually there is a hotel that's called Catalonia Port Hotel, but it's in the Catalonia Square area, and that's a very, very convenient place to stay when you're cruising in and out of Barcelona. Anything that's Las Ramblas, anything that's got Ramblas in the title of the hotel is probably also a good choice and quite close to the port. Another thing, Frank, to tell her is this. Take a look at that hotel that the cruise line is offering and find out if you go directly to the hotel to make the booking, if it's less expensive, because oftentimes that's the case. Yep.
Yeah. Now, most of those hotels, if she books, how far in advance would you recommend her booking?
You can actually start.
They're going next July.
Yep, you can actually start booking those hotels 11 months in advance.
Okay.
And I just would never, ever do the deal where oftentimes there's one rate for a non-refundable prepaid room, and then there's another rate for a cancelable hotel. I always pay the higher rate because I never want to lock myself into something that's completely non-refundable.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be covered under the vacation protection plan offered by the cruise ship,
it,
I believe.
Right? Not right. If she did that independently, it would not be correct.
Right. Okay. So you're saying any hotel in that area or anything that has the major street name in them, that's the major street, if I remember.
Exactly.
It goes by the market and all of that. Is
right.
that correct?
Yep. And that's really, really walkable or very small, short transfer to get to the dock area.
Yep.
Yep.
Would you recommend calling the hotel direct once she finds out what she's looking for?
I probably would do that. You can always send them an email and just double check. I like doing that. That's just in this day and age, post-pandemic, that's kind of how we operate as well.
Okay. Is that typical that they charge per person the same rate?
Just the cruise lines. Just the cruise lines do that. They make it part of the package, and that's why they do the per person thing.
Okay. Okay, Rose, you've been very helpful, and thank you very much for the information.
Thanks, Frank.
And you have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, she's always full of good information. That's why we do this show every week. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We would love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. We're less than 2 weeks away from the first Packer preseason game. You getting excited?
I'm very excited. But the Brewers are doing so well. Actually, Fox World Travel gave every one of their associates gratitude days. That's how kind Fox World Travel is for what we put up during the pandemic. So you could take one day June, one day July, one day August. So Andrea and I took the grandkids and some of their friends on Wednesday to the game.
Nice.
That's the day that Rowdy hit the three-run homers. Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah,
so I'm still caught up in the Brewer thing.
Yeah. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton here with Rose. We do have a question on the text line that says, we're planning on going to Valentin Imperial Maya in January. Any thoughts?
That is such an awesome, awesome, awesome resort. I can't tell you what a good selection you've made. So Fox did, hopefully they booked it with Fox because we had the big sale.
Right.
I'm sure Andrea talked about it on both shows. What a great hotel. What a fabulous hotel.
Awesome. Let's go to Karen in Oconomowoc. Good morning, Karen. What's your question?
Yes, I'm planning a honeymoon and I've looked at the El Dorados in the Riviera Maya and I kind of keyed into El Dorado Maroma. And what I'm seeing is Mi Hotelito beachfront room category. And then I see like a private pool suite. I don't know, is Mi Hotelito, is that part of El Dorado Maroma?
It is. It is. But so what was your second? So the Mi Hotelito section you're comparing to the
private pool suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That is an amazing, amazing resort. Be prepared to be mellow. I'm hoping that after your wedding, you do need a mellow place to stay. This place is just phenomenal. So this is, I have known the owners of the El Dorado properties my entire life in the travel industry. Okay. And they are the most wonderful, kind, responsible when it comes to the people of the Riviera Maya and Cancun owners I have ever known in my entire life. Well, years and years and years ago, Joe had a dream that this place on Maroma Beach, which is one of the top 10 beaches in the world, always in Condé Nast, Travel and Leisure, all of that. And he was going to name it Mi Hotelito. And as the construction began, a hurricane wiped it out. and it would just sat for a long time. And often we would go to Maroma Beach because that's where you also do your ATVing and your two-man speedboat and your spinnaker and your catamaran, and there's a beautiful bar with swings and all of that. And so we would go there and we would see the devastation that happened to Mijo Tolito and feel very sad about it. But now he resurrected it into Maroma Beach, El Dorado Maroma Beach, and set aside a little section of it, which is Mijo Tolito, named after the hotel in his dream.
Would I have a better ocean view if I stayed in a Mijo Tolito beachfront?
Yes.
Or a better one with the, I would?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. But again, that private pool thing is pretty alluring.
Okay. So I know that has like an outdoor shower.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. One other question I have for you is that I know that I don't know if I'm using the right term, but there's like a marina next door where they do tours from.
Yep.
If I'm at El Dorado Maroma, am I going to see tour buses and loads of people?
Nope, you're very separated from that. You're very separated from that.
Okay.
The beautiful thing about it is you still have such great access to that. So if you do feel like, okay, we've just relaxed for 4 days, and although I love you and I just married you, I need to see some other people, you can go over there.
Okay, so that's just walking distance.
Yep.
That's just right, kind of like across a road or...
Well, you have to walk, you can walk down the beach, and they have it separated with some foliage and some jungle and stuff, so you don't see it at all.
Oh, I see. Okay, my last question, because I don't want to hoard your time, but is the beach walkable?
It is one of the most pristine, fabulous beaches in the world.
Okay, so I can come outside of the resort and walk down the beach for...
Yep.
Okay, excellent.
Yep. You enjoy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Karen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I got a little long-winded, too, because I'm very passionate about those people and their properties, so thank you.
Well, it just confirms what my choice is, so thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get Jane's question answered quickly, Rose, before we have to go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Jane in Manitowoc, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
We are going to Alaska next month on the Noor Dam. My concern is the COVID testing prior to getting on. Is there any special rules that we have to follow for that?
When you say getting on, are you talking about when you get on the ship or when you get on the land tour?
When we get on the land tour. We're doing the land tour first and then heading to the ship. And they want us to have a negative test.
Correct. Yep. And I just went through this. So you have to have an antigen test that's not more than 48 hours old or a PCR test that can be 72 hours old.
Okay. And there's no chance that's going to get lifted between now and then?
Oh, there's every chance. There's every chance that could get lifted. I pray nightly, Jane, that gets lifted. But at this, I feel like they're going to keep it on for the entire Alaska season. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Okay, thank you much.
Enjoy your trip. Thanks for calling. It is time to take a break on the Fox World Travel Show and go talk to... Look at, he's back. He keeps coming back, Rose. Welcome, Jasper Appleton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:35. Going to be a beautiful day in Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We are Wisconsin's radio station. We talked to Oconomowoc. We've talked to Manitowoc. Now we're going to go to Fond du Lac and talk to Joan. Good morning, Joan. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've taken trips through Fox World Travel that we've enjoyed a lot. We've gone on Globus trips to Europe. And anyway, we had a great time. Well, my husband's Parkinson's has progressed and pretty much is on a walker full time. And we're wondering if there are any trips that are geared, towards that type of situation.
We don't have any that are Fox exclusive trips that cater to that, but there are some companies that do have very structured itineraries to meet those kinds of needs. And then the other thing to consider is many of the tour companies that we deal with, Globus Vacations, Insight Vacations, will label or rate their tours to so that you can understand, is it easy walking? Is it gentle walking? Is it, going to be aggressive? Is it going to be hardy? That each one of them has their own rating system. And then you can kind of make a decision there. Another question I guess I would ask is, have you ever considered river cruising?
Okay. Because we haven't.
Yeah, because that has turned out to be kind of a good way for people who have those kinds of situations to see Europe as they're floating by the river. And then many times the tours that they offer are walking tours. And even though they may be gentle walking tours versus a more aggressive walking tours, maybe that would not lend itself to the walker. But oftentimes many of the tours that they offer do involve motor coaches. So for example, when we get to Paris, one of the tours that are included always on river cruises, you have at least one included excursion a day, and several to choose from. One may be the highlights of Paris, and then you'll get off the ship and just make a very easy slow walk to the motor coach, and then you go around Paris and you see the Arc de Triomphe and you see the Eiffel Tower and you see all the things that you would normally see on a walking tour or a more in-depth tour, kind of as an overview or a highlight. So that might be something to consider as well.
Sure. That sounds great. Okay. Well, we will go find our little tour helper.
Yeah, there you go. So we're located right there in Fond du Lac, and you can stop in. Our office is open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joan.
Thank you, Joan. How do people get a hold of Fox World Travel?
So you can stop in at one of our offices, of course, but a great way to do it is 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, and just talk to whoever answers the phone, or on our website, each one of the actual phone numbers for the specific offices is listed if you want to call a specific office.
That's foxworldtravel.com. Go check it out. Let's go to Luann in Cudahy. Good morning. What's your question, Luann?
Good morning. I don't have a question. I just called to gush a little bit. I'm Luann Rose. That was on your recent trip. I was on the Ireland trip this year. I was on France. So Alaska was just great. It was just great. Partly because of you, Rose.
Oh, thank you.
You're so fun and wonderful to be with. But Alaska was always on my bucket list, and it was just fantastic. I was so happy. It was such a beautiful state, so rugged. The weather could have been better, but we were so well taken care of. It's just a wonderful way to go. I can't say enough.
Oh, that's kind. And don't you think doing the land first and then the cruise is absolutely the way to go?
I do. Just as the previous caller said, you know, you have a couple nights here, a couple nights there. You're packing, unpacking. You get to the boat, to the ship, and you just relax.
Yeah, so
it's the way to go.
There certainly are other options, and you can save a little bit of money, believe it or not, by doing it in reverse. The cruise lines are smart like that. But we feel like for our groups that we've put together, that itineraries that Colleen has worked so hard for so many years to tweak and make so customized, that we really do want to do that land part of it first. And I just think it's such a wonderful way to end the trip. You have one last day at sea, so you can sort of get your ducks in a row and get your bags back packed up and get ready to get off the ship. So thank you, Luann. Yeah. You are a Fox fan and a loyal Fox fan, and we appreciate you more than you will know. And I know you've got more trips coming up, so I can't wait to hear about those.
We do.
I believe I've said this in the past. When I grow up, I want to be Luann. She's just always traveling. All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Speaking of gushing, let me read this text over here. 855-616-1620 if you want to participate. It says, first of all, I'd like to thank Fox World Travel, Brookfield, and Maya?
Mia was the other tour manager with
me.
Yeah.
Mia, who were our travel hosts on our recent Alaska land and cruise tour. They made this trip even more wonderful than we anticipated, which is a lot to say because I've been planning it for stages for more than 3 years. People have asked us, what did we like best about our trip? And we always say that each individual experience was the best. Alaska offers so many wonderful experiences, starting obviously with the beautiful mountains and glaciers, the excursions that we booked. We saw whales, moose, grizzly bears, eagles, and so much more. People are loving Alaska.
Every day on land and sea was wonderful, and our group of six highly recommends contacting Fox World Travel to start planning your Alaska adventure with Holland America. Honestly, people, I don't write this stuff, right? I mean, it is, and people say to me, Dayton, all the time, why do you keep going back? Couldn't you say to Fox, okay, enough's enough? It's like taking kids to Disney World. It is like watching people's eyes light up when they see something that they've been dreaming about for, in many cases, many, many years. And thank you to all of those people who were supposed to travel in 20 and then moved their trip to 21 and then finally got to take the trip in 22. So it's been a long haul. It's been absolutely horrible to have to wait to do it, but it only made it that much more wonderful when we finally did get to go back. I know Colleen just about, not just about, was over the moon in June when she finally got to go back.
Alaska. Yeah. Well, and you love it so much you're going back Tuesday.
I am. So the Jeff Wagner trip actually is a little bit different, so I'm doing that. And then I am actually home for 3 days, well, 2.5 days I'm home. And then on the 13th, I'm going to run in, do the show, and then run back to a park and ride in Sheboygan County and hop on a bus and do the Rhine and Moselle, which brings me to this point. If you haven't looked at our website as of late, foxworldtravel.com, vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, but hit that vacation travel button and look at the Fox Group vacations that we've got going on. We've got Europe, Europe, Europe. Our big new marketing campaign is Explore Europe. Europe is open back up. It's been a long 2.5 years or three.
Yeah.
And we know that you all want to go back. So Ireland, Scandinavia and the fjords, European treasures. That's one of those highlight type trips. Northern Ireland and Scotland. The elegance of Italy, captivating Spain and Provence. How about a Christmas market, a magical alpine Christmas market? So much going on. And then river cruises galore. So if you have yet to make any plans for 23, there is still time. I really, really ask that you take a look at our website and stay tuned for more announcements about Explore Europe.
Oh, okay. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. More of your calls and texts next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, my favorite song.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Got one here that says, just got back from Iceland with Colleen. That had to be a fun trip. Iceland is the most beautiful place in the world. Alaska is beautiful, but Iceland has its own sort of flavor that each day was eye-opening. From the desert to the forest with volcanoes and glaciers in between and much, much more. Loved it. Ron and Rita Kopka. So
thanks, Ron and Rita.
Yes.
So that old Colleen, she just gets right back from Iceland and then goes and works at EAA for a whole week.
Oh, my goodness.
What a glutton for punishment.
That's still going on this weekend. And then we'll see all the planes flying overhead again. Do you go to Patagonia is another text here.
Yeah. So, and we have lots of tour companies that do offer Patagonia. Can you just fly there? Sure. Do you want to do some rugged activities? Sure. Do you want to get on a cruise that's going to Antarctica from Patagonia? Sure. So lots of different ways to do Patagonia.
855-616-1620. I heard Princess is pulling a number of their ships out of Skagway mid-season. What's going on up there?
Yes. Yeah, so there was a rock slide in Skagway that damaged one of the docks. And so typically Skagway can accommodate 4 ships per day. And now one of those docks is not operating, so they can only accommodate 3 ships per day.
So there you go.
There you go.
This one, why are U.S. river tours so expensive?
You know what? It's shocking, Dayton, when people think, I'd love to go on a river cruise. I think I'll try the Mississippi and then see how that works. And then maybe I'll decide that then I want to go to Europe. But then they find out how expensive it is to do the Mississippi. One of the things to keep in mind is that in the United States, the river cruise companies and anybody has to comply with labor laws. And there's a minimum wage and they have to pay a higher wage to their people that are working the ships in the United States than they do the people that are working the ships in Europe.
So, yeah, it's an economy thing.
It's a part of it. Part of it, yep.
We do need to take one more break. When we get back, we'll talk to Dennis in Wild Rose. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton Kane. Difference between me and you, Rose, you go to Germany, I go to German Fest. That's
okay,
where I'm going tonight.
Okay, I would go to German Fest.
Yeah, a little polka music and some beer tonight. Let's go over to Dennis, who's been hanging on in Wild Rose. Good morning, Dennis. What's your question?
Good morning. I just had an opportunity to go to Canada on a fishing trip. And I've been told that I have to do a couple of things. I have to download an Arrive Canada app, and I have to have proof of vaccinations. Is there anything real complicated with that app, and is it just the proof of vaccinations that I need?
Yeah, so I am very familiar with this simply because we all had to do the Arrive Canada app to get into Vancouver from our ship, and so it's... super easy. Just follow the directions. So you download the app to your phone, and then you have to create a login, which probably is easy peasy for most people. A couple of our guests had some questions, and we got that set up. And then that's going to be your sign-in forever. That's your sign-in to ArriveCan, it's called. And then it's just going to ask you where you're arriving, how you're crossing the border, you know, all that kind of thing. And then there is a place for you to download that a picture of your COVID test. I would still bring my COVID test along because they could ask to see the paper copy of it, but that's what you do. So follow the directions for ArriveCan and take your paper copy of your vaccine certificate, and you should be good to go.
Well, I'm glad I called. That sounds pretty easy.
I think you can handle it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a good weekend. Let's go over to Ken in Fond du Lac. Good morning, Ken. What's your question?
Yeah, my wife and I are also planning on going to Canada. And when I took my passport out, I realized that it's expiring in November. Is there going to be an issue with me using the passport in Canada?
Are you driving or flying?
We're driving.
Yeah, you should be okay.
We're going to Niagara Falls.
Yep, you should be okay. Now, let me ask you this. Is it possible for you to get that renewed between now and November?
Well, we're going in August.
Oh, you're going in August. I thought you said... Okay.
Yeah, it expires
in
November.
Gotcha. Nope. You're fine. You're absolutely fine to have that, to just drive across the border. And then once you get home, I would just make work of getting that renewed.
Yes. And, you know, with COVID and everything, I had it in our lockbox and I took it out.
Sure.
I'm going, it expired in November.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger here, Ken. Lots of other people had that same situation. So I would go ahead and just do that. And then you heard the previous caller tell about the ArriveCan app, right?
Yes, and I had heard about that already.
Yep.
So,
so you know about that.
I had gone on the Canada site, and I'm, you know, put in that it's expiring, and it gave me kind of a runaround, so I didn't know whether or not, because some countries have the six-month thing, and I didn't know if Canada was one of them.
So, double check. Keep on top of that. Just keep watching it. But at this point, because you're going in August, it's not an option. So,
all right. Thanks, Ken. Have a great day. Let's go over to John in Tosa. Lots of calls all of a sudden. John, good morning. What's your question?
I got a question about an upcoming trip to Italy that my family is going to take. First, what is the best airport in Rome to fly into? There's several of them.
You almost always have to fly into FCO. Because it's the only one that's going to take a commercial flight from the United States.
Oh, okay. That's perfect, because there's a couple of choices when I start Googling flights.
Yep.
And then if we're going to take a train, we're going to be there about 2 weeks and travel by train and kind of go off the beaten path somewhat. Is it best to buy like a pass for a couple of weeks or individual tickets as we're going
to
go?
Yep. So what you need to do is you need to absolutely map out your itinerary. And if you can structure an itinerary that you can live with, the, you know, not stray from, then it's fine to buy point-to-point tickets. What typically we do is we look at the cost of the point-to-point tickets, and then we look at the cost of the passes, and usually the passes are less expensive than the point-to-point tickets. But you have to make sure that in some of those cases, you know whether or not you're going to need to have seat reservations on any given day, and then that there's a charge for that as well. But the rail passes are almost always a better value if you really don't have a structured itinerary and you're just sort of going to fly by the seat of your pants, as it were.
Yeah, somewhat we are going to do that, but somewhat we're... We got an itinerary. We got to go way, way in northern Italy for some family that we're going to meet. And so that's really off the beaten path.
Right.
We'll figure out how to get there.
Right. So what you do is, so if you can map that out, just do a point-to-point cost comparison. If you can really map that out and you know you need these first-class tickets on this particular day and you want to go ahead and reserve your seats, then you know you've got it. So, you know, there's some resistance from some people to do that simply because they're not refundable or changeable once you've actually booked them.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds great.
Have a good trip.
Help.
Thanks, John. All right, we have 45 seconds left. What do people need to know, Rose?
They need to know that if they haven't looked at the website lately, they need to do that. They also need to know that we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and they also need to know and listen to WTMJ every Saturday morning because this is where we make announcements when we're going to do fun shows, virtual events, and sales are coming up.
All right, and you are actually here 2 weeks in a row?
No, I'm gone next week. I'm leaving Tuesday.
That's right. Yeah. And then you're back, and then you're gone again. Oh, my gosh. The life of Rose Gray. It's a whirlwind. Well, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to catch up a little bit. Who's in next week?
Andrea will be in next week.
Andrea's in next week. All right. We'll do it again, 9 o'clock next Saturday, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the guys with Money Talk from Annex Wealth Management.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.